My daughter had ballet. My wife's like, yeah, get her dressed. She's got ballet. It's like, really? I have to get her dressed? Maybe that's a sign she's not ready for the performing arts. Maybe I should be bringing her to How to Get Dressed. And then I'll drop her off at listening.
I felt so sorry for our friend Pat McGann last night. He's on network TV on Colbert's show, and people are just laughing at him. They're just staring. They're just watching him stand there, and they're laughing at him. Pat, I felt awful for you last night.
Yeah, very self-conscious about that.
How exciting. You are just so funny. I got to tell you.
Oh, you guys are so nice. Thank you so much. You know what? I got a text Tuesday night. I ran the set at Gotham Comedy Club, and I got a text. And it said, if you don't suck, I'll put you on my radio show Thursday. And it was from Bill Leff.
How about that?
I'm actually glad he learned how to use his phone.
Yeah, it took me about a half an hour to get that out to you, Pat. Pat, take us to that moment where you're standing kind of at the edge of the stage. You haven't walked out yet. It's network TV. You know that there's a whole lot of people watching you. And Stephen Colbert is about to say your name. What's going on in your head and your heart at that moment?
You know what? I'll tell you something that no one who watched the show would know, and I think I can say this, but they pre-taped an interview before I came out that's going to air in a few weeks with Carol Burnett.
Wow.
And Carol Burnett was coming off stage as I was going on.
Wow.
Oh, so that really freaked you out even more.
It was more like I was in awe of, like, you know, she's a legend. She did everything in comedy, and, you know, she's known across so many generations. So it was a good distraction, to be honest with you.
Well, for people who know you, and I've seen you do stand up a bunch, you always at the end of every set you tug on your ear to let her mom know that you're okay. Did you talk about that with Carol Burnett?
No, we didn't have any time to chat.
No words.
Literally, like, going on. But yeah, I think it's a little bit different. I'd been in that theater before when I did Letterman, and now they've reversed the set. The desk is on the other side of the set.
Yeah.
So when you come out, I could see Colbert right there and saw the monitor that he was reading off of. Like, he had his back back to me, and then just the guy, like the stage manager, like, shoves you out there. Like, go. Just give you a nice nudge and you're off.
There you are.
Since you were preoccupied with Carol Burnett, let's see how you react to it this time.
Welcome back to the Late Show. Folks, my next guest is a comedian coming to us from Chicago. Please welcome Pat McGann.
Yeah, how'd that feel now?
Very cool. Yeah, I didn't really hear it last night, so that was cool. You guys are quick.
Pat, do they go over word for word what you're going to say, or do they just leave it up to you and say, give us your best?
Word for word.
They do?
Submit a transcript. I think they have, you know, it's network television still, so I think they still people look through it and see if you're saying company names too much, or, you know.
Yeah. Where did the trust go?
And make sure it's appropriate. Well, I open with a joke, my first joke. 75% of the asses I wipe aren't mine.
Yes.
They took a hard look at asses. I don't know what WGN Radio does, but
we're going to
we'll have a meeting now.
Yeah, there's going to be a meeting after the show, Pat.
All right, enough about you. How was it? Norman Reedus was there from The Walking Dead, Sean Astin from Stranger Things. You got two of the best guests on your night.
Yeah, that was very cool. I don't watch Walking Dead. I need to catch up on that. But a buddy of mine pointed out that he also had that show on A&E where he gets on motorcycles, they take a ride.
Yeah.
He did one with Chappelle. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Sean Astin, his dressing room was right next to me. Reedus was upstairs, so I didn't see him, but Sean Astin was right next to me. And we had a little moment in the hallway down there between, like, hair and makeup. He was so friendly. Really nice dude. I mean, I grew up watching Goonies.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rudy. That was right in my wheelhouse, so it was cool to talk with him. He was really nice.
Pat, what if you had said to Norman Reedus prior to the show, hey, Norman, would you mind switching with me? Because I've got some people coming in that would really love to see me go first. Would you have done that?
I would have loved that, because if I had any, like, creeping doubts last night, it was that the audience lines up outside like 3:30. They bring them in at 4:30. The show starts taping at 5:30. They did that extra interview with Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
I didn't get out there. They were sitting there for like 2.5 hours
before
I got out there. So I was like, just, I hope they're not too tired or worn out. Because it was a great show. Jon Stewart was on the show. He dropped in.
Mm-hmm.
So the audience was like, they were ecstatic all night. And you can only sustain that for so long, you know?
It's weird, you know, when I have to go do a live appearance, I always fret about it before I go on stage, and I hate waiting. I mean, that's why I get in here pretty much at 10 to 10, ready to just roll on the air. Were you getting nervous sitting around waiting? And because once you say your first word, you're fine.
Yeah, I was nervous. I mean, I'd be lying to say I wasn't. I was nervous, and it was, but I was a different nervous than I've been in the past. I felt a little bit more ready. And I was occupied. I had a couple buddies that run Gotham Comedy Club in New York that were in the dressing room. And then the show producer came down, and they were really, like, relaxing presence, you know. We were just having casual conversation. And they gave me my space when I wanted it. And
oh, nice.
Ran it in my head.
What was the reaction from your family, most notably your kids? Do they pay much attention to Daddy being on TV?
They don't. I mean, I don't think they really grasp it yet.
Your daughter told me she was watching Fallon last night. I don't know why. Why would she do that?
My wife said that two of them crashed. The youngest is the one that actually made it to Showtime.
Really?
And then by the time I got on, he wasn't listening to me. He was just like saying, Dad's on TV. Dad didn't know. He wasn't. So it was that was cool to hear.
Well,
but it's changed so much. You know, when we were kids, everybody didn't have a video recorder or a phone that took images. So if your dad, think about it, Pat, if your dad had been on network TV, everybody in the country would have been talking about it. But now it's just, Dad's on TV, whatever.
Yeah, right. They don't care. They're on TV, too. You know, everyone's on YouTube. And,
I know.
We are very proud of you and wanted to congratulate you and invite you to come up. Isn't he scheduled already?
Yeah, we're having you on in a few weeks. We'll ask you the same questions we asked you today.
Can't wait. I always love being with you guys. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for having me on.
We're so proud of you, and you really did. You just hit an absolute grand slam last night. You were so funny. So keep up the great work, Pat. And Zany's coming up in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Tuesday, the 21st, I'm in Old Town.
Mm-hmm.
And then the night before Thanksgiving, I'm in Rosemont.
Excellent.
Let's go White Sox.
Plug something else, though.
Sure.
This is near and dear to me. Curate Foundation, this show that we're doing November 19th at Zany's in Rosemont, it goes towards helping families fighting pediatric cancer. And that's November 19th. In Rosemont, so there's another opportunity to come out.
Excellent.
How can a guy be so funny and so nice at the same time? Seriously, Bill used to be.
Yeah, I was, but now Pat's picked up the mantle.
Right, yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks, Bill and Wendy.
We're so happy for you. That's Pat McGann, everybody. Go see him at Zany's.
Love him.
We'll take a quick break, and then more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN.